Now, a night of tribute in the remembrance of Glen Warren, son of the late Kofi Ganaba, a drums legend, has been held in Accra. Glen Warren, also known as Kofi Ganababa, was an accomplished musician who died on December 13 last year at the 37 Military Hospital. The event brought together family members, musicians, and music lovers. Glen Ganaba was born to Kofi Ganaba, who was revolutionary by all standards and a great friend of Ghana's first president Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Kofi Ganaba, who believed that African music and musical instruments were not inferior to those produced in the West, set out a mission to put traditional African music on the same pedestal. He introduced African drums and flute instruments into traditional Western jazz music, and by the time of his death in December 2008, he had become one of the world's most accomplished African jazz musicians. Glen Ganaba learned from his father and started his musical career at primary school. At the age of 12, he could play more than 10 different drums at the same time. Before his death, he had 3 albums to his credit. The managing editor of the Insight newspaper, Kwesi Pratt Jr., described the death of Glen as a big blow to the music industry and Ghana as a whole.
We are paying tribute to one of Ghana's most accomplished musicians, Glen Ganaba. Glen Ganaba rose to the very heights of music in the world. He played jigs with Elton John, with Mark Bengay, with Kool and the Gang, with Huma Sakela, with Fela Ransom Kuti, and so on. He was an exponent of African traditional music.
Tributes from his family highlighted his unquestionable personality. Glen Ganaba is expected to be laid to rest at the end of this month. Victoria had filed that report.